grass held it up. Had to be. That was an attempt at a home run. All coaches we've seen so far, all five coaches, have tried to hit their home run to right field. It's 330 down right field line, 330 down the left field line.
Yeah, there's no difference.
And he comes up short there. His first attempt at a catcher pop misses, and I think they're going to let him get another. No?
Nope.
He made just enough contact to say, you're done. So, Coach Hammack.
I got him for three.
Unofficially 3 points. Chris? You got a score?
Correct.
3 points. Okay. Three points. Next.
All right. UBC National, Don Keithley.
Don Keithley steps in. UBC National, United Baseball. National, first attempt from the right-hand side at third base, misses.
No, first one missed.
First one hit.
Yep.
His second attempt went just to the right of the screen at shortstop. His first attempt hits the net. The other just about takes out Turkey Boy sitting out there taking photos. He'll go to second base and hits the net cleanly.
Another one of those every other hit coaches.
Every other one. First attempt at the first base screen, misses. And he's going to pick up the second one, so it's hit, miss, hit, miss, hit, miss, hit, miss. Now to center field. This one has a chance. It's on a line. If it doesn't get held up.
Well, he hit
and
it.
I think the field workers are going to say, yeah, they got him. The grounds crew says, yeah, let's give it to him. A home run swing ends up being a nice base hit into right field, but does not make it over the fence. And now the catcher pop, it's high enough, but I think that may end up at second base. Too high right there. Too high.
Too high.
Good run there for Coach. Keithley.
That's a 13-pointer right there. That's your lead.
No, they missed one because he had 14. He hit every other infield target.
So I think, again, we're not getting to keep official score up here, folks, but officially from the people on the field that it really matters, they've got him at 13. Go back to the camera for review. Let's go back. Call time and have that looked at back in New York. All right, who's we got next?
All right, from the Texas Stick, you have Evan Mistich.
Coach Mistich steps in. Man, Coach Mistich doesn't get cheated. I mean, that's a heck of a fungo swing right there. I think hits both attempts at third base, hits the screen, and then struggles to hit, misses the screen twice at shortstop. And then here he goes. He's going to be that guy. First attempt at second base is good, followed up by a really close effort at second base, but does come up short there. First attempt at first base misses, and he'll hit the screen on his second attempt. Let's see if we can't get another one to center field. That's a big line drive. What happens if he hit it over the center field screen?
He did.
He hit it over the screen. I think that's got to count for something, right?
Nope.
I'm going to say no there. Now, a home run swing. Oh, and he just misses it. It was in his wheelhouse, and he missed it. It's a pop fly to first base. Now, the catcher pop. Oh, man, he takes a big swing. Heck. His second attempt, that one he's going to try to hit out of the yard, and he doesn't get there. So unofficially.
I've got him for four.
Coach Mistich.
You got four. Keith, four on the board for the Texas Sticks.
Thanks, Chris Shea. Four on the board there. Chris, what's the environment like down there?
You know, not too bad. It's guys are excited. They're giving a little bit to the coaches. Then they miss that home run ball, or they can't hit that that catcher pop up. So yeah, it's they're enjoying it.
Good. Always a lot of fun at this point. Who we got next?
All right, we have the elite squad, Jay Artigues.
Coach Artigues, a couple attempts at third base. Mark, I think you missed both there, right?
He got them both.
He got them both. I apologize. Trying to do too many things at once. Shortstop.
Missed them both.
Missed them both there, and then at second base, he hit two in a row there at second base. Coach Artigues on par for putting up a big number here if he can keep things going. He just misses to the left of the first base screen. Oh, ball got hung up. There's some signs laid out on the field, and he hit one of the signs on its way to center field. That had a chance, I think. Now the home run ball on its way. It's high enough, but it's going to be short. Just short, about 5 feet short of the warning track. His catcher pop does not get it done, but his second attempt at a catcher pop, that is pretty good right there, I think. Let's see. Oh, it's going to be 4 points. I think he took an extra swing.
Yeah, an extra swing on the catcher pop up there.
Okay. I was confused. Thank you, Chris Shea. I thought, well, some guys are getting two swings. Some are just getting one. So.
I think they're just grabbing a ball and going.
They have to prove
they missed that one, and they're going to hit another one.
Well, say, no, I know how to do this. Let me show everybody.
I promise you I can.
Mark unofficially has Coach Artigua
said five, but they officially called him
four. Said four. Okay. All right. Well, step back and see. See, we've got some, we have a ceremony going on with the handing off of the bat, the coach from the SoCal Renegades,
George Cooper.
George Cooper, is that right? It is the Renegades?
It is.
Well, he was presented with the fungo in a ceremony right there from another coach.
He better hit everyone.
Yeah, and it wasn't even close. He split third and short with his first swing, and now next one's on the way. It's not going to get there either. This may be a induction here for a new young coach. His first attempt. Now this one at shortstop, it misses as well. He's 0-for to start out with. He's getting a lot of razzing down there from the other coaches and players on the field. He's 0-for-4. He's talking right back to him. Oh, man.
0-for-5.
He must have been, I mean, absolutely a recent player because he knows how to get base hits. He's definitely putting it in the gaps, not at the players where you're supposed to.
He's there for the home run.
He is. He's there. That's why they brought him. See if he can't go big fly. Now he's trying to hit line drive, see if he can't make that work. He's 0-for still in his attempts.
Get a little dirt on his bat.
Here he goes. Now to center field. Oh, his center field pop fly ends up down the right field line. Well, foul. And now he's going to try to go home run again. That one kind of jammed himself, but that may be one of the furthest ones we've seen hit. Oh, right off the base of the wall.
Base of the wall in the power alley.
Right, in the power alley. It gets to about 370, 375 out there in the power alley. And comes up just short. He takes another big home run swing, and it is drifting foul. But that ball ended up in the RV park across the street.
I've got him.
And that was actually a zero.
Zero. Zero.
A big zero, but Devin he put Nilly, on a show, that's for sure.
Devin Nilly challenging his movie quotes at that point. Says, I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul. Attaboy. Pulling out some movie quotes from Devin Neely there. Who we got next?
The Colton Nighthawks are up next with Coach Ruben Montaño.
Coach Montaño's out. We were kind of shocked to see Coach Montaño. He doesn't usually hit in the Fungo Challenge. I don't believe he has in the past few years, but he's going to step in nonchalantly from the right-hand side and say, listen, son, this is how it's done. Yeah. He's going to go 2-for-2, and he gets them there in a hurry as well. Coach Ruben Montaño's picked up the first two. Perfect ground ball to shortstop on his first one. Followed up by a second on a roll. We haven't seen anybody go 4-for-4 to start with. There he is. Picks up another in line.
No theatrics on this one, gentlemen.
No, sir.
Cool, calm, cool, and collected down here.
He's 5-for-6 after he misses a second attempt at second base and then hits the first ball to the screen first base. Picks up one but misses the second. Coach Montaño now to center field. Oh, a little blooper over the pitcher's mound. That's not going to get it done. But he's moving rapidly, picking up points in a hurry. Coach Montaño, tries to go yard. He's going to try to do it again because he swings and it misses at the first one. It's a good pop fly towards right field, but it's not going to get there. Let's see if he can't get the catcher pop, pick up a few more points. Nope. It's going to be a line drive into center field. Coach Montaño was in a great rhythm. Mark's got him.
6 points.
Mark's got him for six.
Six on the board. Six for Coach Montaño.
And I don't know, and Chris, you may find out, are we working our way down like we do in the home run derby where we you're working your way into the next category or the next round, or is it one and done?
I think this is a one and done deal.
Okay.
Believe.
Good to know. All right. Who we got next?
Dallas Tackers. Tommy Hernandez.
Coach Tommy Hernandez got a chance to visit with him at the parade today. He steps up for the Dallas Tigers, our last participant. What's he got so far, Mark?
Yep, he's got two out of four.
Two out of four. Now he's headed towards second base. Looks like that one's going to pick up a point for him there. First one, he's pretty calm.
You got to hit center field if you want to win this Fungo Challenge.
That's a big one right there. Picked up both at second base, the first at first base, and the second at first base is going to get there too. So he's picking up a lot of these single points. Let's see about the center field shot. I think that's going to get held up in the grass. That line drive is going to come up just short. Now, for the home run, these coaches are great at hitting line drives to the outfield, but they're having a hard time getting it over the fence. Let's see. Catcher pops on its way, and that is going to be a pop fly to second. Second base. He started hot, but couldn't close it out. What do you have for?
6 points.
You got six. Six is your official.
And there are 12 teams here for folks that are wondering, why are there only 11? There are 12 teams, but the
Doolin Dodgers,
the Doolin Dodgers coach did not send a representative. So we now, we've got a winner. 13 points.
UBC.
United Baseball. Coach Keithley. Coach Keithley is going to pick up the coveted Fungo Champion designation. He's going to get
a new fungo.
Nice new Fungo there. We'll see if Chris can't get a chance to visit with him after his team obviously congratulates him.
Well, and I'm betting it says Connie Mack World Series on it because he showed him some writing.
Right.
And the coach didn't take the plastic off. That's one that's going to be hung on the wall.
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Fungo Champion. That's something no one can take away from you, Coach. That will be yours.
And in dominating fashion. I mean, the nearest guy to him was 4 points away.
Yeah, absolutely. Put on a show. And the key for him was?
Center field.
Center field. The only coach to hit center field. We had some coaches that started out with great progression through the infield, hitting screen after screen after screen. But the center field line drive is what got most of them. We saw one ball leave the yard. The coach from
Renegades.
That's right, SoCal Renegades.
Well, it was a foul ball.
Foul ball. It left the yard, but foul. Had it stayed fair, it had definitely had a chance to get over. But we'll see if we can't get Chris Shea to try to grab Coach Keithley. He's being congratulated now by all of his players and their fans.
Hey, they've started this tournament the way everybody wants to start it. They're winners.
You got to start out with a win.
That's right.
Very important. Got to start out with a win here.
So, Keith.
Yes, sir.
Just so everybody knows, basically what they're going to do now is they have all the guys lining up in the outfield for the start of the opening ceremonies. So that's what, you know, everybody's kind of leaving, headed to the outfield. Devin told everybody to get out there. And they'll start opening ceremony shortly.
Great. We'll see if we can't get you down there for a Farmington Convention and Visitor Bureau behind-the-scenes interview if you have a chance to try to catch Coach Keithley.
He's got all his guys grouped around him right
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's around him. Got to get some pictures. He needs to have that fungo out so everyone can see.
The fungo champion.
Fungo champion.
Fungo king.
The king, the king of the fungo. The king of the fungo. We'll try to get this Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau behind-the-scenes interview, if possible, before opening ceremonies kicks off. During opening ceremonies, we will take a break, and then we'll come back with a home run derby. Always a highlight of the night. It was slated for, I believe, 7:30, and opening ceremonies, I believe, were slated for
6:30.
But, man, we got through the Fungo Challenge pretty quick. So if you're headed to the park, you may want to get here quicker if you want to see the home run derby. We'll get some information on whether that's going to still take place at its assigned time. Chris, looks like he asked Coach Keithley. Chris, take it away.
Hey, thanks, guys. Down here with Coach Keithley. Coach, 13 points. Number one, how hard is it to hit fungo?
It's pretty difficult. I mean, I've been coaching 29 years. I've been doing it a while. And especially tonight with everybody watching. You know, I was nervous. If you don't get nervous, there's something wrong with you, you know.
Oh, definitely. Let's see that nice fungo you got. That's a new fungo bat that they gave you.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Champion, Connie Mack World Series 2022. Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. I know we're going to get to see you guys coming up, you know, through this next week, but give us a little background on what your team is like.
Our group is unique. I mean, obviously, we're really talented. We've got 13 commits, but we're really unique because it's not like a travel ball team. These guys are super tight. They really play together. They really love each other. We've got a slogan this summer, dang boy. Zach Fry just committed to A&M as kind of our spiritual leader. And these guys just really, really like each other. There's not a lot of drama. It's good culture. And they have a lot of fun playing together. And that's very uncommon during the summer because that's really, really hard to get that to come together that fast. Because most of the time, guys are just trying to get their numbers and get committed and get onto the next level. These guys know that this is going to be probably one of the best experiences they've had so far as an amateur athlete. And, you know, with this being my first time that I've gotten to come here, I'm in the same boat, rowing the same direction with them. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, you guys went to the parade today, I assume, and had, you know, coming in yesterday. You know, you're going to get your experience coming up playing, but how's your experience in Farmington been so far?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, what a town, what a state. You know, my in-laws live in the Jemez Pueblo just above Albuquerque, and so I love New Mexico. I love coming to visit here, especially this morning when I got up and went for a walk and it was 67 degrees and no humidity. awesome people, super nice. All the people that came out to the parade. I mean, that's, once again, that's another once-in-a-lifetime experience of getting to, it's a blessing to be a part of that for our kids, but it's also a blessing for our kids to do stuff for people in the community and to see the kids smile and have as much fun as they had and to see some parents. You know, we saw a family from Denton, you know, myself and my head coach, John Tompkins, we both coach at Denton High, and to see a family from Denton, and that was really, really cool. It was a great experience.
Well, Coach, we're going to let you get back. They're fixing to start opening ceremonies. Good luck to you guys this week, and thanks for sharing some time with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Back to you, fellas.
Great. Thanks, Chris Shea, for that Farming Convention and Visitors Bureau behind-the-scenes interview. We've kicked it off, the 2022 Connie Mack World Series. Here, while we were that interview was going on, we did get some information. It sounds like they are actually going to stick to the posted schedule of opening ceremonies taking place at 6:30, which to me then means, as it's scheduled at 7:30 for their home run derby, we're going to be on pause until the home run derby. So, folks, we want to invite you to come back and join us again, probably around the 7:15 mark for the home run derby. We'll bring you every swing of the home run derby in these opening ceremonies. Yeah, Chris.
Hey, just so you guys know, I just talked to Devin. And those are hard times, so 6:30 opening ceremony, 7:30 start for the home run derby.
All right. Thanks for that information. Appreciate it, Chris Shea. Johnny on the spot with all the information. Really appreciate that. So opening ceremonies will take place at 6:30. We'll not be broadcasting the opening ceremonies, but the home run derby will start at 7:30. Join us. Turn the radio back on KSJE 90.9 to rejoin Mark and Steven and Chris and myself and Keisha back at the studio. We'll be back at 7:15 for the rest of the opening ceremonies, the opening festivities here at the 2022 Connie Mack World Series here on KSJE Sports.
Thanks for listening to the City of Farmington postgame show, brought to you by the City of Farmington, presenting Pirates of Penzance outside at Lions Wilderness Park this July. Tickets online at fmtn.org/shows.
Thanks to Advertising Ideas for sponsoring this Connie Mack World Series broadcast on KSJE. Advertising Ideas specializes in promotional products for business, in-house screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, and a full line of tactical gear for our first responders. More online at advertisingideas.com or at 1207 San Juan Boulevard in Farmington.
Capacity Builders is a 501c3 nonprofit organization located in Farmington, New Mexico, serving the states of Arizona and New Mexico. Founded by Capacity Builders, Let's Go is a 501c3 that provides local rides to our community that are affordable and fast. Check out our programs or book a ride with us online at capacitybuilders.info.
Thanks to the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau for sponsoring the behind-the-scenes interview during every game of the Connie Mack World Series. Jolt your journey at farmingtonnn.org.
Join the City of Farmington and Four Corners Musical Theater Company under the stars at Lions Wilderness Park Amphitheater for our summer production of The Pirates of Penzance through July 31st. The Pirates of Penzance is a farce of sentimental pirates, bumbling policemen, dim-witted young lovers, and an eccentric major general performed outdoors on the natural sandstone stage. Tickets are available at the Farmington Civic Center or online at fmtn.org/shows.
Thanks to the Farmington Police Department for sponsoring this Connie Mack World Series broadcast on KSJE 90.9. The Farmington Police Department is dedicated to community safety through professional law enforcement. The men and women behind the badge are your friends and neighbors, all working to make a difference in our community.
Farmington Community Health Center knows that healthy kids are happy kids. So get them immunized and attend one of our immunization clinics. The clinics will be held Tuesday, August 2nd from 1 to 5, Saturday, August 13th from 8 to 4, and Thursday, August 18th from 1 to 5. Goodie bags for the kids too. And if you're unable to make these dates, we can make an appointment that fits your schedule. Call us at 327-4796. Walk-ins are welcome, located at 1001 West Broadway. At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
All right. Connie Mack World Series is sponsored in part by San Juan College. Choose from the affordable online or in-person classes this fall. So go ahead and hit a home run. Apply or register now. At San Juan College, success matters.
We asked youth in San Juan County, what motivates you to make healthy choices about alcohol and drug use?
We want to be healthy, active, and creative.
We think it's important to be a role model.
We want to know the facts.
Visit betruetoyourself.info, brought to you by San Juan County Partnership and the Community Action Coalition.
Keep your family safe this Connie Mack baseball season. Store your prescription legalized cannabis products and other substances in a locked container safely away from teenagers, children, and pets. This message was brought to you by the Community Action Coalition and San Juan County Partnership.
San Juan Regional Medical Center celebrates life better here. Life is our purpose. Better is our mission. Here is our home. We care deeply about what matters in every corner of our community. We support one another, push forward, reach higher, and offer our community our very best. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Life better here.
Hey, Farmington, did you know you can recycle at home for free? Call 505-327-6284 to request your free recycling cart. That's 505-327-6284 to get your recycling cart delivered to your door. Waste Management is committed to keeping Farmington clean and green and proud to sponsor the Connie Mack World Series on KSJE. Let's recycle, Farmington.
The following is a presentation of the American Amateur Baseball Congress, KSJE Radio, and San Juan College.